One Florida man is dead. Another, a fugitive from justice after an argument over a song on a jukebox.
This does happen. This has happened before.
We take you now to Antojitos Mexicanos restaurant in Fort Lauderdale. It's about 1:30 in the morning Monday when one man got up and decided to play one particular song on the restaurant jukebox. Mm-hmm. Before you ask, I don't know what he played. But we do know that one other man in Antojitos was not happy with the song. According to eyewitnesses, the angry man said something to the effect of, probably in Spanish, quote, "You're not a real Mexican if you play that blanking music."
We have a witness.
One of them played a song and the Rocola, you know, the machine Rocola. And the other guy kind of was pissed off and saw the guy and say, "Hey, you know, you're not Mexican. You're not real Mexican because you're playing that music," you know. Pulled his weapon and started shooting, to the other guy.
You're not real.
As you heard, both, now this being Florida, both men were armed. So both men shot at each other. Before, by the time the dust settled, 54-year-old Socorro Camacho laid dead. The shooter is on the loose. I don't know who's who. I don't know who played the song.
I think the dead guy was the one that played the song. I believe. Yeah, I think that's
entirely possible.
You play the wrong song on the jukebox, you get shot for it. Hey, you're not Mexican. You're playing tub thumping. That's not it. Come on. Who played this? Who played this?
Yeah.
Who put that on the jukebox in Antojitos?
Puts that on the jukebox.
I like how you called it the Rocola.
Yeah, that's the name of the
classic old word.
That's the name of
the old Rocola.
The jukebox. That's right.
I could see you, Chris Kelly, getting shot over your jukebox selections.
I never made one, and I'll tell you why. I was always worried about it. Too much pressure. Too much pressure to choose the right song. You know, I thought of that once. When I used to go to Sir Pizza, I would ask my mom, can I play the jukebox? And I'd go over there and look at all the choices and just come right back and give her a dollar back because I never was comfortable.
Who played Tiffany?
Exactly. I was never.
Who played Debbie Gibson?
Exactly.
Everybody, all eyes turned to you.
Yeah. I was never comfortable in that situation.
I don't know if you guys have heard it, but you know the comedian John Mulaney, I think he and a buddy went.
Yes.
They played What's New Pussycat 9 times in a row?
Yeah. Correct.
On a jukebox.
Yes. And it got to be where people were really upset by that. It's like the 9th time was the one that put everybody over the top when they played What's New.
Because one time, it's like, okay, it's What's New Pussycat. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. But you do it 9 times, but they did it as a joke. They just got great fun out of it. I play Foolish Beat, and...
Who played this?
Yeah.
A kid was there.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. It's a big problem.
The one with the girlish hips?
Yep, that's right. That's right. I just never could do it. What was that? Oh, and when I would play, I loved Tiffany, as you know. So when I would start playing that, it was just awful. People hate it when I'd play a little Tiffany on the jukebox.
I wouldn't shoot you, but I might throw a pizza knife at you.
The one that put me over the top was Could Have Been by Tiffany.
That
one that I always love. Who played this? And I would have to be the one, you know, they knew, they saw me standing over there. They knew.
Slow dancing alone.
Terrible. Coming up here on the Two Guys and Chris. Oh, this song takes me back. This is the one I wanted to ask Heather to dance. She was dating the quarterback of the football team.
I'm seeing someone.
Yeah. And afterwards, I was sitting alone in a parking lot after the football game, and those two get in their car and go on home, and I'm just sitting there.
Watching Heather's head slowly go down.
The janitor's finishing mopping up. Go home, kid.
Got no chance with her anyway, kid.